about Samson. And every time I think about Samson, I think of Victor Mature and Hedy Lamarr. And the only, because that was a picture of Samson that to me hit all the right dots. It was marvellous. Victor Mature, I didn't know he was as big as that, but he was. And Hedy Lamarr, how beautiful. But it gives you the impression of just what Samson would have gone through in the Bible, in the scriptures that we read this morning. But this morning we've only gone about his birth. I'm not going to go through all of it. We're going to think about it. So we'll leave Victor Mature and Hedy Lamarr in the film land. You know, when you think about it, you could stand here and relate this story to me. I first heard this story at Sunday school. And I thought, gosh, because they always seemed to have in Sunday school when I was going, they always seemed to have the biggies. You know, you had Noah and his ark and the flood. And you had God turning him out of the garden. And you had Samson. Then you have David. Then you had Solomon. Then you had Sheba. And that was it. But we never forgot them, did we? Yeah. Samson and Delilah. What have we got now? The Gladiators. I don't watch it. I watched it when it was way back when. I don't watch it now. I think they've done something with some of them men. They're too big. But this story is told in the scriptures. And it's interesting because it's a land that we know about. It's hitting headlines every day. And it's Gaza. Because Gaza is one of those places that belonged to Palestine once upon a time. Here it belongs to the Philistines. And of course, I feel sorry in a way, if they'd have done what God wanted them to do, was to go in and go straight through, and I know it sounds awful to us, but to just get everybody out of the country, and if they didn't go, kill them. That was what was going to, should have happened. And they didn't. In fact, at this point, Samson's tribe, the tribe of Dan, are still scattered about until they settle right at the north of what we know as Israel. But it would take a while because they hadn't done what they were told. So we've got Gaza on the coast of the Mediterranean Sea. That's where the Philistines are. And the Philistines were in an unruly bunch. They'd sooner kill somebody than ask them the time of day. But one of the things about it is that God's people had not been forgotten. The Almighty God, if you like, would handle this rebellious people of his because they were rebellious again. This is the time of the judges. And this was the time when they're still not doing what they should do. They're still not doing what God wants them to do. And I found something out while I was trailing through loads of books and things. And I thought, well, I never. The name Philistines, the corruption of it now is Palestine. And I thought, that's amazing. Where's that come from? But it was their land. times of the judges. If nobody remembers a thing that I'm saying this morning, please remember this, that God does not forget those he loves. I mean, he doesn't forget the world. He's there on the button. But he never forgets those he loves. Now, I don't know how you feel this morning, but if you're feeling not perhaps 100%, God knows. God knows. And we can turn to him. If we were to read the book of Judges from chapter 1 to chapter 21, no, I'm not doing that this morning either, we would find God's people rebelling against God time and time again. It's the Lord who hands the Israelites over to the Philistines, these ferocious coastal people, who had advantage over the Israelites in numbers, expertise, and technology. You see, at that time, the Philistines knew how to make iron. If we were to just peep over to Samuel, I'll read this little piece. It's only a couple of verses. Samuel 13 and verse 19. And it says this. If I can pick this up. Not a blacksmith could be found in the whole land of Israel, because the Philistines had said, otherwise the Hebrews will make swords or spears. So all Israel went down to the Philistines to have their plowshares and mattocks, axes and sickles sharpened. The price was 2/3 of a shekel for sharpening plowshares and mattocks, and 1/3 of a shekel for sharpening forks and axes and repointing goads. So on the day of the battle, not a soldier with Saul and Jonathan had a sword or spear in his hand, only Saul and his son Jonathan. So it's going to take a long time, isn't it, from this piece of scripture, from the Judges, to go through to Samuel. They couldn't make weapons of war. They had to make do with what they had. And when they did take their plowshares and what they had, the Philistines made a packet out of it. Always been the same, hasn't it? The Philistines from the time of Samson, the time of King Saul, would have battle after battle with the Philistines at a very big disadvantage. They'd nothing to fight with. Amidst all this despair, we read from Alison that a child, it's amazing, isn't it? A child will be born. And this guy will become a bit of a pest on the quiet, but he will get the job done at the end. We have another thing that struck me. Women are never mentioned, are they? It's just wife. We don't know Manoah's wife's name. It's just wife, mother. A child with potential, a child born as a result of God's plan for a certain time, for a certain time in history. A child's name who will be called Samson. His family from the tribe of Dan Samson became its judge for about 20 years. Excuse me. He got great potential. God had made sure he would have. And God had a plan for his life and God's people. As for all men and women and children today, they too can discover God's plan for their lives, because he does have a plan. And it leads us to believing in the Lord Jesus Christ, God's Son. Samson wears his gifts of strength, his gifts of choices. He either messes things up or makes jokes. When the angel of the Lord appeared to Manoah's wife, Samson's mum, she hears this child would be so special. Chapter 13 and verse, he will be dedicated to God as a Nazarite from birth. He will begin to rescue Israel from the Israelites. Samson, like most, including us, yes, you and me, up and down, time and time again, haven't we used powers for different reasons? But this Samson would be God's man. I can only speak for myself now when I say I've made some of the most foolish choices and mistakes and regretted them all. But thank God that God does forgive. At this time in Israel's history, the people had not taken the land, this land that belonged to the Philistines. There would be constant battles and skirmishes with the people, and they had to fight every step of the way for what God had promised. And the question is, if only they'd have done it by his rules in the first place. Samson's job was to bring God's people back to God. That was his job. That's the first priority. And he wasted that opportunity. Even so, he would fulfill and accomplish the words that the angel told his parents. He will begin. I like that. Not he will, but he will begin to rescue Israel from the Philistines. He didn't do the job fully. It did end all right. Samson's made many mistakes. Okay, I have too. But he fulfilled that prophecy in God's name. And like I said, I will at this little message on a victory note, I will end it on victory, because we know it did end on a certain victory. But the thoughts this morning are on betrayal. Because there was a betrayal in this story. With our Lord Jesus, he too was betrayed. We'll be thinking about that next month. He was betrayed by a companion. Samson would be, betrayed by a woman. At this point, even the Jews became fed up with Samson. He caused a lot of trouble. I like it when he says to his dad, I've been down to Timnah. Now, Timnah was, again, part of Palestine. I've been to Timnah, I found a woman down there, and it says in Scripture, get her for me, then I can marry her. Get her for me. I just fancy, just get her. And then his father has a conversation with him saying, look, can't you have one of our girls? Why don't you have one of the Israelite nation? Get her for me. Well, that was another story, wasn't it, with this one? We don't even know her name either. But he does get married to her. And then for some reason, he goes back to his mother and father. And while he's back, this girl's dad thinks he's not coming back. So he marries her to somebody else. And then when he comes back to claim his bride, he says, I'm sorry, I didn't think you were coming back. So I've given it to one of your friends. Well, Samson does what Samson does. Kills a load of folk. Tears the clothes off them, gives them, because you see, it's a mess, isn't it? It's a mess. He's a mess. Philistines. Something had to be done. We've got to be sure of who ruled this area at this time. There were five of them, five what we call little kings. There were five great cities all along the stretch, all along the Gaza Strip, as we call it now. Five big cities. Ashkelon, Ashdod, Ekron, Gath, and Gaza. Great cities. They were cities of trade and commerce. And the Philistines were getting a bit fed up with this fella, keep mucking everything up. Because nobody would want to keep going through, especially their cities where they could spend money, if they couldn't get through because of this guy. Samson, when filled with God's spirit, well, he could have tore our church down this morning. As he became mega powerful, there was no stopping him. But he did have a time when he did show off and he did tell jokes and he did make his friends feel a little small. But despite everything, he was weak where the women were. I mean, at one point, it suddenly just says in Scripture, he hasn't got this wife anymore, she's gone. And then it says he just went and spent a night with a prostitute. He's no morals. He was weak. But there was one woman he was really weak over, and she was Delilah. Well, nothing's really known about her. She just pops up. She's only in this story in Judges. She's not even referred to in the New Testament. But she would influence Samson to betray his special calling, because it was with keeping the calling that he was with the Lord. When you think about it, their main time that these men, both the Philistines and the Israelites, they'd like Samson out of the way, if you don't mind. The Israelites, they've nothing to fight with. So they can't defend themselves. They're just living on this land not by choice. Because the Philistines are over him. Some women have the gift, don't they, of wearing a man down. No, come on. They have a gift of wearing a man down. And she must have... Lally's doing this. But they do. They are, and she must have had 4 or 5 A levels in it. In Delilah's case, you see, it wasn't because she loved Samson. The five city rulers have said to her, if you can get this fella so weak that we can capture him, then we'll give you money. And you think, that's a good idea. And you know, if we read scripture, she tries a few times. Oh, come quickly. You can cut his hair now, or you can't do anything, just cut the ropes. Cut the ropes and you'll have him. No, you won't. Samson would lose everything. Not only would his physical strength go, but that relationship with the Almighty would suffer. And that's the most important thing in your life and mine. Don't let anything come between our relationship. If you've got to fight for it, then fight. Most important. Samson would spend a lot of time suffering in a Philistine jail, being humiliated. Do you remember him pushing that great wheel round, grinding corn? They'd blinded him, making fun. As for Delilah, she tormented Samson night and day with these words that only women can say, and that is, we all know them, if you love me, you would. Now, hands up anybody who has said that. Yeah, there's about three of us that all know. If you love me, you would. You would. Well, I've said it. Said it to Bert many a time. She valued money, did Delilah, more than she found, you know, a relationship with Samson. And if this is a lesson to be learned from Delilah's life, it's this. We all need to be very careful where you and I place our trust. It might be with your loved one. It might be somebody on the phone. I've had about 4 phone calls this week telling me that I've been to the ATM, I've got money out this morning, but I owe Amazon £1,500. I thought, right, okay, goodbye. There's people out there that we cannot trust. And Delilah was one of them. She was a deceitful woman, cold and calculating. The only thing she saw was not the love of a human being, but these guys had promised that each one would give her 1,100 pieces of silver times 5. 5,500 pieces. I hope she had a big handbag. But the thing was that we're not forgot by the Almighty, are we? I've often wondered why the jailers and the mockers and the tormentors never saw his hair growing. That's always puzzled me, because it was growing, and somebody must have heard the story of how Delilah got him. But they were too busy making fun of him. Samson would have a victory for God. What an ending to this judge's story. We've got to go now to the temple of Dagon, the big chief, Uno, God of the Philistines. This was a god who demanded human sacrifice. He's going to get him that night, isn't he? The huge temple was filled to capacity, we're told. There were 3,000 of them on the roof. The total is not told of what's in the courtyard, You know, them in the posh seats. We wouldn't have been allowed down there. We'd have been on the roof. Bring Samson out, they said, for our amusement and his humiliation. The people laughed, didn't they, at Samson's plight, his weakness, his vulnerability. And the amazing thing to me is that nobody noticed where he asked the young, there was a young boy, wasn't there? Or a little girl, perhaps, I don't know, it doesn't say, but it's a little servant that helps him into the ring, if you like. And he must have said, just, can you just put me near the pillars? The two big pillars, I'll just rest. I can hear him saying that, because he had a plan. And then Samson prayed. He said, oh, sovereign Lord, remember me. Oh, God, please strengthen me just once more and let me with one blow get revenge on the Philistine for my two eyes. And then he pushed. And the rest is the end of the story. But it isn't, because one of the nice things that happened next was that his father had died, and his family came and rooted him out of the rubble and took him to where his father was buried and buried him with them. I thought that was a nice touch, a really nice touch. He's not forgotten by God. And he's not forgotten by his family. But we don't forget, do we, families? Well, I hope not, anyway. I put a PS here. I wonder if Delilah, this betrayer, who must have said she loved him time and time again, I wonder what happened to her. Did she get the fruit of her labours? Did she get a big handbag full of gold? Well, we're not told. But I don't know, for me and perhaps for you. It leaves me just to say that she brings a bit of a bad taste in your mouth, doesn't she? I pray that we might have been with Samson this morning. Yes, we're with him because we've made some of the mistakes. But we know that God will never forget us. So thank you for listening. Amen. Our